You're listening to Morning Edition here on WBIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. And we're here with Bob Eyde from Fox 56. Hello, Bob.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're still here.
We're still here.
And there's still sports going on, so we have to talk about it. There's actually a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, and we're going to talk about high school football.
That's right. We're into the All-Star season. A lot of people have graduated, but now they get to play one last game.
Okay.
So on Friday night on MyTV WQMY, that's our sister station. Mm-hmm. That's where we do Friday Night Rivals. We will have the District 4 Coaches Association All-Star Football Game from Milton High School.
Okay. And it's interesting because you have two young men who are playing against each other,
mm-hmm.
but they will soon be playing together.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So for the North team, Danny Dowell will lead the North team. He's a Loyal Sock grad. And for the South team, Wyatt Brosh is from Bloomsburg. He will lead them. He will lead that team as well. Okay. Now, they played against each other September 19th, and mm-hmm. we had that game on MyTV WQMY.
Okay.
Bloomsburg came in undefeated. Loyal Sock was the underdog in that game, but Dow had a remarkable contest. Threw for a touchdown and ran for 153 yards and three touchdowns as Loyal Sock upset Bloomsburg 34-13. Now, Brocious is remembering this.
Right.
And now they're going to be teammates together. And finally, they get to play against each other one last time before Dow goes to Bloomsburg. He'll play safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brocious, he'll stay a quarterback for the Huskies. But again, they both want to win the game, so I had a chance to talk to him this week.
Okay, let's hear from those quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's really cool. Me and Wyatt have been working out all summer already. You know, he's going to be my quarterback in a year. So, yeah, it's really cool. We've talked a lot this offseason, him and Jack, another Bloomsburg commit. I'm really excited to work with them and play against them for one last time.
But you want to beat them.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But, yeah, they're great guys over there.
Yeah, you know, it's cool getting to work out with him, do some stuff at BU with him. But, you know, I'm excited to play against him again. You know, we'll be teammates for a while now. So I'm excited to compete.
You want to get the final win, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So two young men who I think probably like each other,
but
they definitely want to win.
They have something in common,
yeah.
But you always want to beat your friends.
Yeah, you do.
That's right. So the District 4 All-Star Game will be live on MyTV Friday night, 7 o'clock from Milton. You can also see it on the Fox 56 YouTube page and on Facebook, WQMY. Brett Veach is going to be there. He's the Kansas City general manager.
Okay.
He has three Super Bowl rings.
Right.
He'll be in the booth with us. He'll be the honorary chairman for that All-Star game. So now we go to the NFL.
Okay.
And another guy.
And another guy.
Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio.
And Mike Munchak.
Okay.
Okay, Mike Munchak, everybody knows, Scranton Central, Penn State.
Right.
Houston Oilers, Tennessee coach, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He had his annual golf tournament the other day,
okay.
his 30th annual.
Right.
And Vic Fangio was there, and he is the defensive coordinator from Dunmore.
Mm-hmm.
He is the defensive coordinator for
the Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes,
that's
okay.
right. So I had a chance to talk to Vic and Mike, and I talked to the Vic about the Eagles, and I asked Mike about Vic and, you know, what he means to the league.
Okay, let's hear from Vic Fangio.
Yeah, I like the guys we have. We lost three starters last year. We brought in Tariq Woolen, who will replace one of the guys we lost at corner, brought in Jonathan Grenard, who will do a good job playing on the outside edge for us, and we lost a starting safety, and we're going to replace that from within, I think.
Do you think Vic Fangio is underrated in the league?
I think everyone knows how good he is. I think that he's shown that year after year. Everywhere he's been, the people around him get better, play better, the team plays better. So I know people are excited to have him so close to home. He already brought home his first year a ring. There's not much more you can do that other than get a second ring, which I think he's trying hard to get. And if it's left to him, I'm sure he'll accomplish that. So I enjoyed having to work for him. It was kind of fun.
All right. And that was at Elmhurst Country Club, correct?
It was.
Yes.
Now, Mike Munchak, he was the offensive line coach for Vic Fangio.
Right.
His only stint as a head coach with the Denver Broncos a few years ago.
Okay.
And, of course, he's had great success as a defensive coordinator with the Eagles, won the Super Bowl, many NFC championships. I mean, really, he's not underrated. He's probably the best defensive coach in the game, and the Eagles are happy to have him. And Dunmore's happy to have him, and we love him here up in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Right. You know, as a reporter, it's almost like you never ask a question you don't already know the answer
to.
Right? So when you ask, is he underrated? Of course not. Of course not. Sir, we're going to move on to football, soccer, correct?
Yeah, how about that? United States with a big win.
Yeah, right?
Right?
And USA!
USA! And today, they get to play Australia at 3 o'clock on Fox 56.
Right.
Going to be a great game.
Okay.
And, of course, the Aussies come in 1-0 as well. And it's a game Australia won the other day. They won 2-0 over Turkey. They're in the same division or whatever, the matches, whatever.
Yeah.
D, I think it is. So they're going to play against each other. It should be a good game. We have a preview of it from Tim Way. He's a forward from Brooklyn, New York, and he's going to play in the game.
Okay, let's hear now from Tim Way.
Honestly, nothing's ever expected. We treat every team with respect. We just came with a game plan that played to our favor, and we ended up playing really aggressive, attacking really well, and defending really well, and it worked out super well. So I mean, once you prepare and once you have the game plan, you know the results like that are always going to come. So very proud of us and very proud of the team. I expect a very good Australian side. I mean, we know they could be aggressive. They have some quality. So, hopefully it'll be an amazing game to watch for you guys and an amazing game to play.
All right. So, Bob, that is 3 o'clock today?
3 o'clock today on Fox 56.
Right.
The game will be in Seattle, so it's noontime up there. And that'll be a great crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle's a great soccer town.
Yeah.
They have a team up there in the MLS, and they always march down. So, it's going to be a great atmosphere up in the great Northwest. So, it should be a good game. I think the biggest question is, does Christian Pulisic play?
Right.
Of course, he hurt his calf in their first game.
Yeah.
But I think maybe the coach held him out. Just precautionary.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually practiced on the side. He'll play. He's going to play the best he can. But I think even if he didn't play, the way they played in the second half in their first match showed that they're a real good team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Pulisic helped with the first couple goals in the first half of that game. But I think they can still beat Australia without him.
Okay. Forgive me, I might have asked you this last week, but are you going to be going to any of the games?
I am not.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
Neither am I.
Yeah, it, no, I'm not going to go to any games. I might try to get to Fan Fest next week and see how that is, but unfortunately, it's not going to work out. But, you can watch the game. Watching the USA games, I was real excited last Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people will be... I'll be on the road going to that All-Star football game, but I'll definitely have it on a radio or somewhere as I travel out to Milton.
Okay. Bob, thank you. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.